America Meditating Radio Show, we collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts 24/7. Hi, I'm Sister Jenna. Join me and guests on Blog Talk Radio as we amplify stories that compel us to be more for ourselves and everyone else around us.
Mr. Rogers passed along friendship, hoping we would too. Friendship, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
Get off the grid and step inside your heart. Sister Jenna guides you through a powerful, encouraging, and motivating meditation that allows you to let go and become aware of you, regain strength, power, and peace.
Hi, I'm Angela Peabody of Global Woman Peace Foundation, and I listen to America's Meditating Radio Show.
The Meditation Museum in Silver Spring, Maryland offers a variety of courses and activities to make your life go a whole lot smoother. Located at 9525 Georgia Avenue, you will be able to experience the beautiful silence that's in the space. There are courses in Raja Yoga meditation, positive thinking, stress-free living, and personal development classes. For more information, call us at 301-588-0144 or visit us online at meditationmuseum.org.
Forever, it will never fade away.
Welcome, everyone, to America Meditating Radio. I'm your host, Sister Jenna. We're broadcasting from the beautiful Meditation Museum in the nation's capital. There is hope for Washington, D.C., after all. And so here we are in 2016, and with two meditation museums within this area, it is our pure wish and our pure intent to keep amplifying a conversation of transformation, one that can move our awareness into an awareness of continuity, sustenance, purity, and what I would call like a higher level of existence, a higher frequency. If you happen to be a contributor in raising the frequency, you belong in my tribe and I belong in your tribe. If for whatever reason that's not your role that you're playing, do know that I would be in service to you, and perhaps all of my other tribal friends are in service to you. So we invite you to be opened to that conversation or that opening. I think now more than ever we're becoming very in tune that we are different but yet so much the same. We're different because our energy is at a different space of thinking and feeling. But we're the same, because when we actually all get to the destination, we'll be embodiments of love and peace and purity. And I believe that. Today we're honored to welcome Niruka, who is going to be joining us on the air today in conversation. And right before I get her on the line, I'd like us to do what we do best here on the America Meditating Radio Show. And that is to take our awareness into a space of silence, a space of inner awareness. Not an absence of thought, but an amplification of the right kinds of thoughts, the one that moves us into a place of productivity, but also spiritual integrity. Take a deep breath, relax, and let it go. Om Shanti. The time that we choose to be aware doesn't necessarily require me to just sit and meditate. But even while I walk and move around, I can be in a meditative awareness, which is awareness of the soul, the original, eternal, imperishable being of light. For a little while, I'd like to invite you to be present, to be here, and to be now. Allow your mind to settle in the moment, to relax. This meditation is about awareness. It's about becoming aware of your original and eternal self. It's about connecting to your truth. Let go of your name. And observe yourself feeling nameless. Let go of your gender to discontinue thinking you're a man or a woman. Let it go and observe how you would feel walking around without a gender. Let go of the role that you play and let go of the titles that you own. Observe how you're feeling as you are gradually letting go. Let go of your religion and put it aside just for now. And let go of your nationality and even the language that you're accustomed to. Imagine you have no name, gender, role, title, religion, nationality, or even a language. Ask yourself, how do you feel at this moment? And in this feeling, who would think of you, and who would you think of? The Supreme Soul would think of you, and you, the liberated soul, would think of the Supreme. In this state of absolute freedom, I am truly who I am. A free, peaceful, pure, immortal, and eternal soul. Allow yourself to just be absorbed in this awareness. This time, welcome back. That was letting go from off the grid into the heart, one of my all-time favorite tracks. And prior to that, we were listening to This Love by Bliss from a 1000 Angels CD, one of my all-time favorite entertainers. Today we are honored to welcome Niurka, and I hope I did a great job, Niurka, to the America Meditating Radio Show. Niurka is a transformational leader and author, and she inspires and empowers people to live purposefully and powerfully. Since establishing her company in 2000, Niurka has worked with people from all walks of life, from CEOs of major corporations to community leaders to entrepreneurs, artists, even to kids labeled as troubled. For 2 decades, she has researched and synthesized the most effective strategies in leadership and peak performance. Now, many of the finest companies in our world, including Mercedes-Benz, Prudential, Marriott, have reported record-breaking results by applying her teachings. Isn't that fascinating? She has shared the stage with many greats, such as our friend Tony Robbins and Deepak Chopra, Marianne Williamson, to name just a few. And today we're very privileged to have Niurka on the America Meditating Radio. Welcome, my dear.
Thank you. I am so blessed and inspired to be with you.
Mm-hmm. Same here. You know, we do so many interviews, and a lot of times we're here to, I think we've reached a point where it's no longer trying to promote our stories, but I think it's more to share the impact that our own life stories have had on ourselves. And I think that whenever we engage in these conversations, the intent is to share how powerfully it has moved our life, and that it just might inspire others to do the same. And so I understand that you teach from real-world experience, and you became the number one corporate trainer with unbeatable records. I mean, that's huge. How did you get your start in that particular genre? How did the gates open up for you there?
Well, I started working with Tony Robbins when I was 19 years old, and before that, I worked with Brian Tracy. But to start from the transformation part, I was really struggling in the early years of my life. struggling with my relationship with my family who had immigrated to this country from Cuba. And I knew inside that I was destined for more than what was showing up, but I felt unable to effectively connect, unable to effectively communicate, and really confused by emotional anger or challenges or things that I witnessed. So I began at a very young age to ask deeper questions like, who am I and what is my purpose and why am I here? And that began the path. And by the time I was 15, I joke and I say that I embarked on a quest for freedom, truth, and enlightenment. But back then, my state was different. I called it running away from home. And I went through... Say, I'm sorry?
No, I was just laughing because I get that.
Yeah. But I was devoted to discover my purpose and who I am. And that launched this very profound quest of searching, you know, at the age of 15 for mentors and for teachers, and most of which I found through books and through different learning materials. And that brought me to a little sales ad in a newspaper one day at the height of my frustration that was calling in for people that wanted to be leaders in the self-development industry. And that led me to a company that I worked with for about 2 months, and they filed bankruptcy, and I found myself in Atlanta without a job and just kind of not knowing what to do next. And then from there, I just really started going deep within my soul, asking questions, going deeper, and then an opportunity came up to work with Brian Tracy, and then from there, a possibility emerged to work with Tony Robbins by the time I was 19. And I traveled with Tony for 5 years, lived in 16 different cities, and had a very, very powerful time within that organization.
So here, you know, for many individuals who are on the path of transforming their lives, and I was interviewed on HuffPost Live regarding the release of my CD last year. And one of the questions the journalist asked me was, what's the sum total of spirituality? Like, what's the end result of everyone trying to meditate, do yoga, ask life's questions? And I thought that was a very profound question. I'd love to give you my answer, but I want to hear yours first. How would you answer? How would you answer a question like that where it basically says, really, what is the sum total? What's the end result of all of this spiritual effort that folks are making, especially at this time?
Oh my goodness, it would be for an awakening to happen within the heart and mind of each person, to come into the awareness of the undifferentiated unity that flows in as and through all things. And then from this place, it's the ever expansive flow of love, and with that love is creativity that is fueled in every single conversation and every act and in all of our creations. So we end up creating from a space of authentic value, where we really bring value into the world through our unique gift, our unique essence, because there's nothing blocking that. There's no fear that's preventing someone from showing up in their true authenticity. So you get each person's unique individual gift fully expressed from a place of love. And that brings value, beauty, prosperity, and ultimately harmony and peace in the hearts and the minds of the people, in the land, and in our world.
I love that, you know, because it's interesting. I think that for over 2,500 years, when prophets descended, you know, they've been trying to achieve that. So are we getting closer? I know, right? So are we getting closer to that reality or truth, especially in this age of technology? And would you like to hear what I told her? Because I thought it was such a powerful question, Nirukka. I remember just pausing for a second, and I said, to basically accumulate qualities. And that was all I said, and I could feel in the interview that moment of silence, because it made everyone think, like, to accumulate qualities, because we are finding ourselves struggling in finance, relationships with our health of our body, because we're not bringing a quality to these particular areas, and we're bumping into adversity or obstacles, and then we're having to use so much of our soul energy to really try to bring it to some sort of a normalcy or some sort of a balance, you know. And I've never forgotten that question, and I always thought that how powerful it is to ask that question to individuals that I know would give a very powerful and qualitative answer, and you did. Thank you so much. I want to talk about your new book, Supreme Influence, Change Your Life with the Power of the Language You Use. What is the meaning of supreme influence, and how can we change our lives with the power of the language that we use?
Yes, supreme is your essence. It is your spirit. It is the source of your nature. It is who you are. It is the I Am Presence. And then bringing that I Am Presence, which is the source of our life, into all of our creations, into our businesses, into our families, into our community, is what I call real influence. And real influence, as I define it, is inward fluency. It's internal. It's when your thoughts and your words and your beliefs and your core values and your sense of self are all in alignment. And then you communicate from that place of inner harmony. And when you're living in that place of your own supreme influence, you have power. And it's not power over something, because that's not power. That's fear. Masked as power. It's that inner sense of empowerment and knowing. And where language comes in is that we create as we speak. You know, universal law teaches us that we don't describe what we see what we describe. So when we open our mouth to speak, there's infinite possibilities of what could come out. And I always ask people, what's coming out? Well, the words that we choose, either consciously or subconsciously, they shape our experience of reality, and they also reveal the dominating thoughts of our mind. So coming into a place of supreme influence is to live in that space of awareness where you speak with purpose. And it's not just your words, it's your body language, it's your intention, it's the picture, sounds, and feelings in your mind.
So it's basically, and I'm just going to put it in a language that I'm comfortable with as well, it's when the soul has embodied divine qualities and where it just can't be hidden. So when you speak and when you look through your eyes, when you sit and when you eat, if someone was actually observing you, they would say this person is on the supreme influence.
Yes, you're living in the embodiment of your infinite potential. That's always
beautiful, beautiful.
When you
exactly right. So you know they always talk about show me the example, and then I can maybe follow you with more depth. And so I think that what we're looking for are these examples in the world to be amplified more, so this world can shift. You speak about, I know you talk about speaking into existence. Can you clarify that for our listeners? Because a lot of the people on the AM radio show are really into making their lives better and their communities around them better. So we want to learn from you. What does it mean to speak into existence? Is that manifesting what you think is your better self?
Absolutely. Speaking into existence, first it's realizing that every statement that we make or every question that we ask contains presuppositions. Mm-hmm. These are embedded assumptions that are in our language that actually signal our consciousness to find things that align with what we declare. So if somebody says, gosh, you know, why is this happening to me? Then there's a vibration and there's a presupposition in the way that that question is being asked that sends out a vibration that attracts its match. So one way to speak into existence is become really aware. What are the presuppositions in the questions you're asking? You know, are you asking things like, gosh, why is this happening to me? Or what am I inspired to create today? Are you asking, gosh, why can't I lose weight? Or what can I eat that's healthy and nutritious that fuels my body temple? So the difference between those two questions, as a very practical example, will influence perception and ultimately influence choice. So it's the difference between Yeah, it's the difference between being in a reactive state of consciousness, that's the into moving into a creative state of consciousness. So in the absence of supreme influence, when things come to us that, you know, to a person that may challenge them, there might be a reaction. And sometimes that reaction isn't even about what's happening in the moment. It's about something from the past that's being triggered in the presence of a conversation, let's say, someone that's pushing that person's buttons.
Right, supreme influence,
we become aware of that, we realize it's not about the other person. If we make it about the other person, we don't evolve. So we become curious instead, and we ask a question in contemplation.
You've got me percolating some extensive thoughts, my dear. As we look into speaking into existence, is there a way, a plan, a method, a formula, any idea that New York has that we could share with humanity today? How can we speak into a world where we give more than we take from it?
Yes, yes, there is a formula.
Yeah.
First, before we speak, we pause and we become very still. And we just become present to what is, without any attachment. And then from there, we just become clear in our consciousness with what is it that we're inspired to bring in or create. And this intention is not from a place of absence of something being missing in our lives. It's from a place of presence, realizing that at one level, we're all in this unified field. So we become clear with what it is that we intend from a place of stillness and really check in. You know, is this in alignment? We check in with our feeling. Is there any resistance around that, or does it feel in flow? And once we check in and it feels in harmonious alignment, we begin to create an image in our mind. The image is very important. We begin to create pictures, sounds, and feelings of ourselves in that experience as though it's happening now. But it's not, I call it keeping it specific in the abstract. So if someone's wanting to manifest something, let's say, in bringing their gifts into the world through a particular business venture, they're not thinking or visualizing a specific deal with a specific client, because that's too limiting, and the universe might have something better for you. They begin to see themselves in their mind's eye, for example, meeting with the top leaders in the world, connecting with individuals that are in their tribe and bringing similar things into the planet or whatever that may be. They begin to see that in their mind, and then from there they begin to think about who is, I love you said in the beginning of this talk, that uniting the tribes. You know, what other tribes are in this conversation that we can unite with? And then from there, there will come a peak where you feel that peak where that's it. There's no difference in consciousness as if that's happening in your mind or in actuality. And then when you're at that peak, you speak it into existence, succinct, clear, with authority, just like Elohim in the book of Genesis spoke, be light, into the void, and that what came back as an echo, as the story is told, is light be. And so it is as we create, as we speak.
Beautiful. Love that, hon. It was just really on target. So I think you've spoken into existence a beautiful property in Ashland, Oregon, which I got to get a sneak preview of before we got on the air. I mean, did you see that happening, or did that just flow in as? And here's the trick question here. Did you speak that into existence, or did that property and its potential flow into your existence as a result of the culmination of all your karmas over the years?
This is interesting, because there was a surrendering aspect to the manifestation of this beautiful property that we now call home, and that will soon be the nucleus of all of our courses and life's work and our creations. For many years, I knew that we wanted to build our own center, that we wanted to have expansive land, and I had set that intention, and I had basically just put it out there without any attachment to it, knowing that it would unfold, you know, in my heart in divine order. And then a few years ago, I said, okay, I'm going to put the practicalities to this as far as, you know, let me get a real estate agent, let me start, you know, putting the specs down. And we actually were looking from a standpoint of, you know, the conscious mind logical steps, we were looking in Southern California for a year and a half. And it was amazing how many blocks emerged in the presence of that, search. And it was in a pausing of realizing, wait a minute, you know, we were looking for that place and it was not manifesting. And I knew it was like, okay, there's something better here. There's something that is seeking to come in here. So I had to release any ideas completely of what it is that I had intended and sit in the stillness. That goes back to step one of the formula. Sit in the stillness, sit in the awareness, and then become very clear with what is it that's most important. Right. And I got this very clear vision of just how do I want to live. It wasn't about the property. It was about waking up and seeing the sunshine and seeing the people and having them walk around and feeling the breeze and being in nature. And I had this visceral experience in my body. And in that moment, I just heard an intuitive sense in my consciousness, and it said Oregon. And so it was received from a space of pausing and stillness. And then from there, it was miraculous how this happened. I mean, this was an absolute miraculous manifestation. By the time we got here, we were gifted every single thing in this home, which was quite magnificent, which I'll share with you at another time. But we were basically gifted everything, including the fluffy robes and slippers and furniture, which was a unique manifestation that we weren't anticipating, better than what I had thought originally. But there was no attachment.
But don't you love
Yes, and I think this is the key. Yeah, I love it. And it's no attachment. There was no lust for results. And that is so key. I always, you know, because when you're in that place of attachment, that's where you get blocked.
Comes
and
a different story.
You know that.
Well, congratulations, my dear. I'm looking forward to coming out to your grand opening. And that should be, I think, tomorrow. Because with your power of thought, I'm sure you can make everything happen in just an instant.
Oh, my goodness. I am so thrilled to have you here. The castle awaits.
There you go. And I will be coming with my gown and my tiara. Please know I do actually wear those. And so as we come to a
close. Well, then you should come to the Goddess Garden, which we're doing this this month, my three-day ceremony for women. On the path of conscious evolution. So,
well, tell our listeners about that. Is everyone invited? And what time? Where? Etc.
Yes, this is an experience that we do once a year. It's called the Goddess Garden. It actually emerged through my own journey of self-discovering the goddess within me, which at one point in my past I was very, very disconnected from. So this is our sixth gathering of goddesses. And it's going to be happening in San Diego on January 22nd to the 24th. And if they go to my website, they can see details at nyirkainc.com. And what it is it's a three-day ceremony. It's a journey of alchemy. We work with the seven classical planets, and we guide women to evoke and embody the different dimensions of the goddess that reside within them that is often dormant, and asleep until we understand how to attune and evoke and really embody these different archetypal energies. So it's a time of sisterhood and healing. We work with, it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. On Friday we do shadow work, so women have an opportunity to become clear with any aspects of themselves that they haven't wanted to accept or that they've not wanted to see. And then on Saturday, the following day, we go into the white work or the work of purification and renewal. And then on the final day, we do the consecration work and the work that fortifies. Yes.
Well, leave us with a website where our listeners can contact you if they want some more information. And Nyirka, thank you so much for your contribution to the self, to humanity. And may you continue to succeed and be a loving spark of light to our world.
Thank you. I receive. It's been so wonderful to be with you. I'm inspired for our tribes to be united.
Very true. Website, before I let you go?
Website is Nyirka, Inc. I'm going to give you two websites. The one for the Goddess Garden is Nyirka, which is my first name, Nyirka. inc.com/GG will get you the information for the Goddess Garden. And then I do a communications event. It's a one-day event. We have four cities on the calendar for 2016. We'll be in New York and Fort Lauderdale. We'll be in San Francisco and L.A. And that website is supremeinfluence.com. And I actually put together a little video for any listeners if they'd like to have that video. It's special for them. They can go to supremeinfluence.com/America Meditating Radio.
Beautiful. Congratulations. All the very best, my dear.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye. So your supreme influence, embodying those qualities that are core in you and bringing them to the surface in very basic language, into your behavior, that it just can't be hidden. There's nothing more beautiful than observing someone in front of you, beside you, next to you, that's just embodying like a refreshing energy, an energy that's just not lagging or carrying a lot of old shadow stories. In a conversation I gave yesterday at the museum on anxiety, it was so powerful when it emerged from these lips that as much as you love someone or as much as someone loves you, you still have to show up for you and do the work. And I think from New Yorker's work, she's actually encouraging us to do that. So please do visit her at her website at New Yorker, N-I-U-R-K-A, Inc., INC.com, or go to supremeinfluence.com. I hope you've enjoyed our conversation today. I know I did. And remember, as we close each show, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And we are here to love each other the same. If you're planning to ever change the world, take a look at how you're intending to change yourself. Take care, everyone. We're going to end today's conversation with Lone Space by Bliss. Bye-bye.
Gotta move.